One vote may not seem like much, but it's one vote that kept this man as President of the United States. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
He was born in Raleigh, North Carolina in 1808. His father died when he was only three, and his mother struggled to make ends meet. That's why she took it upon herself to find young Andrew Johnson a job.
She apprenticed him to a tailor as a means of giving him a trade to earn money in future years, and he ended up running away from his apprenticeship and had a $10 reward out for his return.
Kendra Hinkle at the Andrew Johnson National Historic Site says Johnson later moved to Greenville, Tennessee, where he took up the trade he had once hated. It was at the tailor shop that he received the schooling that would make him a career politician.
He hired people to read to him while he worked in the tailor shop, so his education was kind of ongoing that way.
Johnson was elected an alderman in 1829 and went on to hold many offices in the Tennessee and U.S. Congress. He was a Southern Democrat, but campaigned to preserve the Union. He was appointed military governor of Tennessee by Lincoln in 1862. Lincoln would later ask him to hold an even more important office.
The choice of him to be vice president was a symbolic joining of the North and South. It was a Southern Democrat with a Republican Northerner.
Johnson was vice president only a few months when he inherited the presidency after Lincoln's assassination. He also inherited the job of putting the Union back together. He became unpopular with Congress for his many vetoes of their legislation. It was his refusal to obey their Tenure of Office Act that would cause him the most trouble.
They said he could not remove a member of his cabinet without congressional approval, and he thought that was unconstitutional, so he fired his Secretary of War. They responded by accusing him of high crimes and misdemeanors. He went through the impeachment trial, but he was acquitted by one vote necessary for two-thirds conviction, and he finished out his term in office.
After serving as president, Johnson was elected to the Senate, but only served a few months before he died in office. Traveling the countryside in Greenville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.